News, I'm Liz Palka. The Kremlin is denying that it played a role in the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in a British city, saying that Britain is not sharing any intelligence with it. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the denial comes as British prosecutors charged two Russian men in the case.
British prosecutors have charged two Russian men with the nerve agent poisoning of ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the English city of Salisbury. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, however, has denied any Russian role in the poisoning, saying that Russia has no new information about it because Britain has refused to share case files. British police say they believe the nerve agent used to poison the Skripals was smuggled to Britain in a perfume bottle and applied to the front door of the Skripals' house. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Just getting underway, day two of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing. Senators are expected to raise issues such as abortion, affirmative action, and executive power as they try to determine whether Kavanaugh should join the nine-member court. The hearing has already been interrupted by protesters multiple times, just as it was on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Pakistan Wednesday for high-level meetings with leaders of the newly elected government in Islamabad, intended to shore up bilateral relations. Pompeo met Pakistan's newly elected Prime Minister Imran Khan, who said he was optimistic the two countries might be able to reset their troubled relationship. There are no immediate details about the talks. The Pentagon announced last week it is canceling $300 million in military aid to Pakistan, citing the country's lack of cooperation with Trump's South Asia strategy. This is VOA News. The White House has warned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad against using chemical weapons in its upcoming offensive in Idlib against the last rebel-held enclave in Syria. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
The Assad government and its allies, Russia and Iran, are expected to launch a major offensive next week to retake Idlib province, the last major enclave still held by rebels. They claim the area must be cleared of terrorist groups, such as the Nusra Front. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters Tuesday that the United States will not accept another chemical attack in Syria.
What you are seeing is the president saying to Iran, Russia, and Assad, don't go there.
The Kremlin on Tuesday dismissed Trump's warning that an attack on Idlib would be a grave humanitarian mistake. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Responding to the U.S.'s warning, a Kremlin spokesman said that terrorists hiding in Idlib are hindering efforts to reach a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Russian, Turkish, and Iranian leaders are due to meet on Friday in Iran to discuss the situation in northwestern Syria. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita was sworn into another five-year term Tuesday and appealed for unity.
Je suis le président de tous les Maliens.
He vowed to be president of all the people. Keita said his primary challenge is to address deteriorating security, the result of an Islamist insurgency and inter-ethnic clashes. A UN camp for peacekeepers near the northern town of Menaka came under rocket fire Tuesday, wounding one person. Thousands of farmers, workers, and agricultural laborers marched through New Delhi's streets on Wednesday, demanding better wages, more jobs, higher produce prices, and an end to privatization of state-run companies. The protesters ended their rally near India's parliament, blaming the government for the agriculture sector's hardships caused by years of declining earnings. All India Farmers Group representative Viju Krishnan said the government had not upheld promises regarding a better life for farmers and the working class.
So it is a show of anger against this government and their policies, which are only pro-corporate.
Rain-dependent agriculture employs more than half of India's 1.3 billion people, but shrinking earnings mean it now only adds 15% to India's economy. U.S. and Canadian trade negotiations resume Wednesday to replace a North American free trade agreement. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News in Washington.